USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The debt ceiling deal is in place that President Biden says avoids the catastrophic threat of default. Biden on Sunday said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith.
You pass the debt ceiling, period. I'll negotiate with you on the cuts. What you say, what's going to happen, what the budget's going to look like. That's what we are negotiating in order to get to them deciding that they're going to go along with a new debt ceiling.
The House is expected to vote on Wednesday, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's work to be done before the bill would reach Biden's desk.
Schumer is warning his colleagues the effort to pass a debt limit deal may go down to the wire in the Senate. The New York Democrats said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. The legislation must pass both the House and Senate before reaching President Biden's desk for signature. I'm Dave Collins.
Former President Trump is calling out Texas Governor Greg Abbott for his silence on the impeachment of embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. In a weekend post on Truth Social, Trump implied Abbott, a fellow Republican, is missing in action on the matter. Paxton has been impeached by the Texas House, suspending him from office pending a Senate trial. A decision whether to make a presidential run is expected by New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu within a couple of weeks. He would be the seventh candidate to enter the GOP primary. A Democratic member of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to establish term limits for Supreme Court justices. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says he has a term limits bill that would reduce lifetime appointments to 18-year terms. Whitehouse, who chairs a subcommittee on the federal courts, said that the nomination process for Supreme Court justices needs to stop being so, quote, heavily politicized. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season.
Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad expects 1 to 4 major hurricanes.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
The upcoming season is expected to be less active due to several factors, including a developing El Nino weather pattern this summer, which can limit hurricane development. I'm Skip Kelly.
American driver Joseph Newgarden won his first Indianapolis 500 on Sunday. The 107th running of the historic race had multiple crashes in the final series of laps. Newgarden took the checkered flag after passing last year's winner, Marcus Ericsson, in the final lap. One of the big changes that restaurants made during the COVID pandemic is now fading away.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
When they go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.